Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
CBS Sports Radio.
Live from CBS Radio Studios in New York City, it's the DA Show with your host, Damon Amendolara, featuring producer Mraz and the musical sounds of the Zap Zap Orchestra. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's DA.
All right, welcome inside a Friday edition of the DA Show. We are halfway home. It's starting to sink in. Mraz's final 2 hours here on the DA Show before he moves down the hallway to the New York side of things with our brand new afternoon drive show. He'll be part of that. And we've got a lot of fun events planned for the final 2 hours here. Let me map them out for you. Coming up in 20 minutes, it's Target Demo Friday. I know it's early, but we got to clear the deck for the final hour of Mraz here on the airwaves. So get your Target Demos in now on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, my handle is DA on CBS. You will see the meme. And the meme is Mraz riding a dolphin to its death in a Looney Tunes circle that says, "That's all, folks." Because perhaps Mraz's first "Are you kidding me?" moment happened when he went on vacation to Hawaii. And this was back during the overnight days of the first year we were working together. I believe it was the summer of the first year we were working together. So we're about 6 to 7 months in to our professional relationship. And Mraz came back from Hawaii and told us a story about how they swam with the dolphins, something Danielle wanted to do. And when they went swimming with the dolphin from point A to point B goes in a circle, takes each vacation goer around, and the dolphin trainer claps and whistles and clicks and throws a sardine up. And the dolphin goes in a big circle, and you hold on to the fin, the dorsal fin. So you go around in a circle. Well, Mraz happened to be the last person in this line. Dolphin goes around once. Yay, click, click, click. Dolphin goes around two. Click, click, click. Dolphin goes around three. By the end of this, here's Mraz waiting for the dolphin. And the dolphin takes him on the final journey of the dolphin's day, the work day. So it's a get me out of here Friday for the dolphin. And he's about to be done for the day. And the dolphin begins, chuck, 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 and realizes, oh, this is a much heavier cargo than I'm used to. And the dolphin begins struggling to get from point A to point B, to a point where the trainer notices, ooh, this dolphin's not doing well. This dolphin's going under. This dolphin is taxed, and calls off Mraz saying, no, no, you got it. Let go, let go, let go of the dolphin. The dolphin trainer was so terrified of the dolphin's safety that he told Mraz, you got to let go. And we have a picture of that moment. And that was the first indication to me, this young man is going to be a wealth of stories over the course of our career together. So that is the picture inside. That's all, folks, for your Target Demo Friday meme. And we'll read those coming up at 20 past the hour, and we'll do rapid-fire phone calls if you want to jump into the phones as well to say so long to Mraz. But starting this hour,
we have the best of the last 6 years of the year of the buffoon. It begins with the first year of the buffoon. It's Pete the Body Bilates, Mona Lisa.
What number Super Bowl is this?
52.
Okay, what's the Roman numerals?
The Roman numerals would be XL with three single things. Is it deers or die? Like mooses and moose and mice?
You think it's my?
Mice. Something. But all right, anyway.
You thought multiple deer were die.
Or like they call, maybe that's what they call the pride of them. The pride is like a group of animals. My only, if you will, coup de grace to that.
That doesn't make any sense.
I was shooting there. I hope I shot right.
You'd shot terribly wrong.
I missed Nolu Williams there.
What's that? Mraz, I don't know if you have any plans on going to China. But
you know what? I'm more of an Eastern Hemisphere guy.
Which is where China is.
It's actually the hemisphere with China.
Yeah. Are we West? We're West. I'm more of a Western Hemisphere guy. I live East from here.
You live East from the station.
Yes. Everything except your pools is salt water, except the filtered stuff we drink and shower with.
So you think when we drive by a pond, that's a saltwater pond?
Yeah, you can't drink that. Have you ever heard of Salt Lake City? Duh. Lake and river and pond funnels into an ocean somewhere. It's called the system. Okay, that's the... The Mississippi River runs up all of the United States. That's how we had the French Quartet purchase thing. I don't know what horse devours means.
Horse devours.
You guys all, you know, hang your fancy degrees and talk about all this stuff
you know. You have the same degrees we do. You have the same exact degrees.
But here's the problem. You guys were done learning at 20. I'm going to learn the rest of my life. And I think there's something to be said for that. No, I'm serious.
The difference is you're still learning the fifth grade stuff.
I know the War of 1812.
No, you don't know that, I'm sure.
I know it existed. I know in 1812 there was a war.
Who battled?
Spanish and America.
Definitely incorrect. You don't
know. They had their own war.
Spain and France.
Spain and France, you think, was the War of 1812?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely incorrect. You got both wrong.
Okay.
Do you not realize a bull has a hoof, too?
I don't think they do,
no?
Dude.
What do you think they have? Like a hand?
I think you call it a paw.
A paw. You think...
It's not a hoof.
You think cows and bulls have paws?
Or feet?
You think they got feet?
They don't have hooves. Hooves are for horses only.
A pig has a hoof?
A pig has a snout.
Yeah, what do you think a cow has?
I think a cow has a paw.
You think a cow has a paw?
Yeah. Then why do horses need shoes? They wear shoes. Those are for hooves. You see bull shoes?
You think horses wear shoes because of their hooves?
Horseshoes are a real thing. That's what the Colt logo is.
Okay.
And it covers the hoof.
Imagine you open up your stork of lettuce and getting a frog in there.
Oh, not the ribbit I'd be looking for there. That's disgusting.
What ribbit would you be looking for,
yeah,
by
I know.
The way?
Yeah, what's the joke there?
Like Rosie the Riveter. I don't know.
That's a riveter. Rivet. Like you're bolting something. Rivets.
Oh, it's not the same as the frog noise.
Now, you thought that the iconic female poster from World War II was about a frog?
No. I just thought it was like the same word. Ribbit. Rivet.
The sign of feminism is a woman that makes frog noises?
No, like there and there. You know, there's different... I don't know.
Just for bleeps and giggles, Mraz, do you know where the Suez Canal is?
I believe the Suez Canal is not the Panama Canal, so this would be the one, I'm going to say, near Cairo.
Okay! Are you just pulling this out of your butt and cheating on Google, or is this something that you really knew?
I really want to sit up and know, but when Cap sent the picture, I actually asked Pete down the line, is this the same as the Panama Canal? And I had to see where it was located, so I knew where it was.
So you thought there was two names for one canal?
Well, I didn't know if it was like the Willis Tower and the Sears Tower, where they like switch names or something, so I just wanted to make sure.
It's an unhealthy weekend! Easter was here! The Final Four was here! Now you're asking me, I wasn't ready to flex today!
On the long list of things that you don't know is now this, where you think the meal you had yesterday is preventing you from having a defined bicep, and that by 2 o'clock tomorrow, because you had some water, you might be able to have one.
Oh, it all tightens up. You know how many Reese's Eggs I've had the last 2 days? It's ridiculous. High sugar foods hurt muscle retaliation. Muscle retention when it rises back up.
I don't know what you're trying to say in the first place. I don't know what the right word would be, but it's definitely not retaliation.
Un and clog are in the one word. That's not two words with a space in between?
Are you
sure about that?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? Did you look it up?
Are you freaking kidding me, Mraz? You think unclog is two words?
Think about the way you say it. I don't know. I'm going to look it up, but I think you're saying that a little too
confidently for not knowing. It's one word. I'm wrong. Yep, okay, you're wrong. My apologies. We're going to move on.
By the way, I understand that they would both be spelled the same. Figure it out phonetically, Boyle and Bilotti.
Phonetically.
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 Figure it out like a madman.
Probably a lot of work around the house DIYs type of stuff.
I don't know what DIY means, but...
Do it yourself.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
You shorten that up, just say do it yourself.
It's never too frozen that your teeth hurt either. It is so delicate. What is wrong with me now? Deleptical? It's not delicate. It's not delightful. Delectable?
Yeah! Right. Boom!
The Titanic may or may not have sunk just off the coast of Maine in 1912.
I didn't say just. I said the main corridor.
The main corridor?
Well, if you're following...
Is that a nautical term?
No, it's not a real term. Oh, it's just oceanic off of Maine.
He's been gone and come back, too, right?
Yeah. Where did he go?
Buffalo with Dable. And he re-inhabited him. And now he's here.
He re-inhabited him.
Thank you.
What's the re-inhabited.
Word? He's now when he made him back good. Inside.
I don't want to say the wrong thing because it's not Scranton. I'm pretty sure I'm going to Scrotum, Pennsylvania.
No, you're not.
Definitely.
You were afraid.
It's not Scranton.
How come Scrotum?
I'm telling you, look this up. I am fairly certain it's located in Scrotum, Pennsylvania. Isn't all meat organs?
Oh, God.
That's
muscle and organ. Yeah, my bleep
Gwen Stefani.
Is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. But that's how I'm spelling it.
No, you put two N's in the middle.
B-A-N-N-N-A-S. That's the song.
That's ban-ass.
But that's the song. B-A-N-N-N-A-S.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Not two N's.
Wait, so where am I getting an extra N?
You're putting two N's in the middle. You're putting B-A-N-N-A-S-S.
I think it's because I'm saying N-A, like end, like the word end. Like B-N-A-N-N-A-S. Think about Oregon. No pro sports up there. They're dying to knock
over. Well, that's not true. The Portland Trailblazers.
That's right. I thought that was Maine for a second. That would make sense why they play in the Western Conference.
Yeah, that was tough travel.
But the point
is... Little mentioned story of the Maine Blazers having to play the Clippers all those years.
Would we all admit here, barring some poltergeist, we have one life to live?
Barring a poltergeist?
Yes. Well, you know, some people might believe that we get regurgitated and come back as something else.
Anybody born now, when they hit 80, it'll be the year 3000.
Yeah. Well, there's probably food options as well as what I would imagine.
Again, probably like a boneless wing. Or a bayonet.
That is bayonet's the one. A gun, so I don't think it's going to
No,
want to
that's the famous donut.
It's a beignet.
What is the donut? A beignet?
Beignet.
Beignet.
All right.
Yeah, you get your camera there.
I do a nice scoop of vanilla bean on there, dossop of whipped cream, and away we go.
What?
A little dossop.
A little dossop, dossop of whipped cream. You know, just a little bit, a little squirt.
Which is less than a dollop, just so you know.
In my brain of brains, I think Green Bay should win the game.
In your brain of brains?
The brain of brains.
Is there a small working one inside the big one?
No, you have two lobes.
Two lobes.
Yeah, the frontal and the buccal. Just because sandwich is in its name doesn't make it a sandwich. Like the country turkey is not actually a turkey. It's a country. So an ice cream sandwich is just ice cream sandwich. It's not a sandwich. Could Wang Chung and Coco Gauff play? Are they different weight classes?
Do you really think women's tennis is based on weight?
It's not weight, but age groups, I assume. Well, there's different champions. They have the twins champions, the men's, the women's.
The twins.
I think they hate us because they ain't us.
Did you say you think they hate us because we're anus?
No, isn't the term anus?
What?
Anus.
Ain't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Ain't. You got to pronounce the T there.
Anus.
No! Ain't us.
You mentioned that you visited the Andes Mountain, and I am just wondering if in those mountains is where the candy, like the mints, is made.
It would be pretty amazing if right next to Machu Picchu, one of the wonders of the world, there was a chocolate plant. Well, I'm talking actually about the...
Machu Picchu?
D.A., ask Mraz if he's ever been to the Charleston Chews Factory in Charleston, South Carolina.
I would have loved to check it out. I've never been to Charleston. I've only done Myrtle Beach, but I would love... I actually like Charleston Chews, so I'd like to see the factory. So, wait, is he telling me it's not there, or is he trying to make me assume that it's there? Yeah, catastrophic? Something? You said cats and lismic. Whatever word that is, it's not happening. Can you just say the word real quick before we toast to the fans?
Cataclysmic.
Cataclysmic. How many times, by the way, precipitation?
Participation.
Participation trophies are such a big thing with children and kids and little leaguers.
There's something about birds close to you that is so terrifying, right?
It's because they're dangerous predators, and you never know if you're going to get that one, like, strongest bird in the world that grabs you and pulls you up into the air.
So you think that a pigeon would do that?
Telling you, there will be a time where you're like, wow, this has never happened before, and you don't want to be that person. It scares the heck out of me.
No, that's not why I don't like birds, because I think I'm going to be taken away.
What if one scoops you up and you're dead?
I'm not worried about them scooping me up.
Are you worried about him flapping a wing over you? How stupid that is.
Oh, I'm stupid. This is an irrational fear that I have, unlike the very rational fear of a pigeon or a sparrow picking you up and hauling you states away.
And here is Sean Mraz, the 1936 Buffalo Braves. Nick Clarkson!
Buffalo Braves were a basketball team.
So where did the Atlanta Braves come from?
They were the Milwaukee Braves.
So when Hank Aaron homered, it was with the Milwaukee Braves.
Incorrect. It was with the Atlanta Braves.
Oh. I thought it happened in Milwaukee.
No.
I could have sworn it happened in Milwaukee's Fulton County Stadium.
It's Atlanta's Fulton County Stadium.
Are we positive there's not a Fulton County in Milwaukee? Bears have long tails, and the face is a smushed-in bear nose. It looks like a bear.
Did you just say bears have long tails?
Yeah, you ever see a bear?
I have.
Got a tail. All the animals have the tails.
All the animals have the tails.
Except the ones in the zoo. They probably, I'm assuming, they cut them off or something.
Oh, my God.
I've been to the safari at Six Flags.
And you've seen long tails on bears?
I had to have.
That's the decade of the buffoon. We spliced together the best of the previous 6 years of the buffoon. That is Pete the Body's genius. It's his handiwork. And remember all of the full year of the buffoon that you just heard. Where they came from, their origins are all available. Year of the Buffoons, full montages from every year available on YouTube. We will have this year's half year of the Buffoon next hour. But when we come back, it's a Target Demo Friday early. I'm going to try to get to as many tweets, Facebook posts, and your calls as humanly possible. If you want to call up and salute Mraz, it's 855-212-4CBS. I just ask that you're brief. To let as many people do it as humanly possible, and so that we can get to as many of the tweets and Facebook posts as well. All right, when we come back, Target Demo Friday, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Friday fiesta. Here's what our listeners in the Target demo are up to.
And Bogues begins the proceedings.
Well, DA, thanks so much for having me. Yes, I am Andrew listening live through headphones here in New York. What do I say about the Sultan of Sodium, the healthiest fat guy doctors have ever seen, the dumbest smart guy Duke ever chose not to lay its eyes on? As you noted, I have not cried yet this week, or really at all since you made your announcement, and I don't think I'm going to cry this morning because I kind of don't care. Actually, it's because none of this surprises me. If anything, I can't believe it took this long for you to leave us. Your bad news Bears with Tails operation was always destined to win the World Series, so to speak. And it's truly a rags-to-riches story. You could have taken the obvious path and become the Bob and Brett Boone of the deli world. Instead, you did your own thing. However, not as a mega prospect like Bryce Harper. Nobody saw this coming. There were no magazine covers or high draft picks, just sandwich artistry, which is like going to football camp to learn to throw a curveball. I even believe a young Sean interning at WFAN was once mistaken for a grown adult who was making a midlife career change because things had not gone well. That is true, right?
Boomer thought I was 45 changing careers.
And then you hitched your wagon to an unknowing DA. America fell in love with you because you can do or say the perfect thing at the perfect time. And because it frighteningly seems there are too many people just as dumb as you, you do speak for the masses, which is not a good thing, big picture. So now you're leaving us to go form a core three down the hall. Congrats on being the Bernie Williams to Tiki's Jeter and Evans' Andy Pettit. Maybe if you can't be the fat guy, the food guy, you can play the guitar for those two. I don't know. I look forward to being your detective milkshake since I'll be the one who sees you the most. I'll still be here writing updates for my new favorite fan show. That's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata, weekdays 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern time. I'll be here. These two will be long gone, either back at home at their smoker or at the second radio job no one told them to take. I also can't wait to take advantage of whomever gets your job. Maybe I can trick them into doing some of my work. Maybe the 6:30 update so I can sleep some extra time. Or that's your plan, isn't it, Pete, to make them do your stuff?
Uh-huh.
Right, okay.
Yes.
Sean, this is my parting gift to you. You certainly know how to build a career, so it's finally time I take the advice you tried to give me a few years ago. Back then, it ruined my beach vacation, but in hindsight, you were right. So, dear Fordham football, basketball, and sometimes soccer, dear Delaware football, and the random holiday festival night work this weekend or this fall at Barclays Center, I hereby resign and retire from all play-by-play duties. I'm sorry, Kadri Ismael, but I've been wasting all of our time. Yes, Shawnee, somehow 8 times 4 does equal 42. Add on another 8 for 50. This is your world. We're all just living in it. Go make New York City fall in love with you, and especially the Sean Marash, whatever part of that is of you. You mostly deserve this, and I cannot wait to work with your dad once he gets your job.
Thank you, folks. Thank you.
Very nice. It is a Target Demo Friday, everybody. And so we have tweets, we have calls, we have Facebook messages. We begin with Mac and Bear in Delaware. Mac and Bear, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Shawnee, congratulations, my man. And thanks for the fashion tip. I'm always wearing that flamingo suit. And here's the evil, man.
Nice.
Hey.
That's awesome, Mac. Thank you.
Eat it!
Upside Down Mike is in New York. What's up, Mikey?
What's going on, DA and everybody? Listen, after hearing that montage of the Year of the Buffoon, brilliantly done, Pete, I was going to say nice things about you, but only you could put West Babylon on the map by falling up the ladder as hard as you did with the education that you and I both have. I don't know. I think we went to different schools. But congratulations, Sean. Best of luck on the embargoed station. Love you, buddy.
All right, thank you.
French onion dip with bacon, but with dipsy doodles.
Bill is next up in Iowa. Good morning, Bill.
Congratulations, Sean. Good luck with the new gig and keeping with the Year of the Buffoon. Thanks for the memories.
Get a taste.
Oh, I get it.
Tom is in Harrisburg, PA. Tom, good morning.
Hey, with Pete's help, I want to give Sean 5 oinks for all his time there. He deserves it. Good luck, Sean.
Right on. Thank you, Tom. All right, on to the tweets. Ostrich Eyes, watching on Twitch in Fayetteville. I'm about to be a blubbering mess. I needed the laugh so much this year, and I can't thank Merez enough. The Untouchables, you guys are the best. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
A real moose?
Ain't us.
Drew is in Greenville, South Carolina, listening on the Fan Upstate. Got to go to work, but I'm going to give Bogish 4.5 oinks on his farewell to Mraz. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
Then I'll have some out juice.
King Curtis is listening on the Odyssey app from rainy Southwest Kansas. I'll miss Mraz's vast knowledge of geography and his amazing use of the English language. Congrats, Mraz.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world.
Amazon John is listening in Baltimore on the Odyssey app. Wanted to give a final toast to Mraz. He's made me laugh, made me angry, made me stop and think over these past 10 and a half years. Mraz, you will be missed, brother. Hashtag unpipe it.
Beepa, ba-boopa, ba-bapa.
Steve in Severna Park. Good morning, DA. Listening from the beach in Ocean City, Maryland via Twitch. For all the times I said, no way he really thinks that. Only to find out, you really do. Thank you. Hashtag, where does the soul go?
I am athletic, and I did have a touch of eczema.
Xavier is at the airport listening on the Odyssey app. Been a listener since the first year on CBS Sports Radio. Was around 2013 when I heard you guys for the first time. I'm now 22 years old. Congrats on the new job. Gonna miss hearing you on here. Hashtag, let me be fat.
I can't talk.
Sean, the Iron Man who came to Bob's Bar. All hail the King of Canadian Bacon. Mraz, my wife has been working on this the past week and wanted to finish it before you left the DA show. Yet again, congratulations. You were always the King of Canadian Bacon. He sends over a graphic on Twitter. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
Hey, ladies. Any man's gonna get buck wild. Gonna go back and hit him up style. And again, and the last time.
Dixieland Dan says, congrats, Mraz, on officially joining the D-Aliens today. Welcome to the club. Knockout Neil is hammered to the Cookie Monsters behind the bar, and let me introduce you to the DA show quotes. DA, can we finally tell Mraz who Bob in Minnesota was? Thanks for everything, Mraz. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
Boblio crust.
Andrew was listening in Boise on KTIK The Ticket. Gentlemen, your show is part of my everyday wake up and go to work routine. Starts off my day right. Hashtag Mraz, congrats and good luck.
I'm blue, dobby dee da ba da.
Cigar City Capo, I'm without words. Mraz will live on and live long as the first officer of the mothership. I'm grateful to have discovered this program during the early morning hours on my way to work. Nothing could get me going to that ungodly hour like Mraz.
The door just totally smashed my fingers. I went to get the DA sign.
Marie in Denver, I'd like to say goodbye to Mraz. I finally get amazing bacon on a regular basis. Ooh. Just kidding. Take care. Mraz, I'll miss you.
Hi, old Cherry. Hello, Governor. How are you doing?
And Marie loves Pat Boyle, but we have not made any decision on the full-time job. So there's lots of interviews to be had. Lots. Just ask Pete. The fat journalist.
Just... DA's heard there's interviews.
I'll be around for the finals. We got to make our way through the
early rounds. I've got to buy.
80 resumes later.
DA's the one seed in the NFC. He's got to buy.
I'm going to Dayton.
Isn't there like a College World Series bracket where there's a double buy? I think I get a double buy, actually. The fat journalist just wants his... I'm Gonzaga in the West Coast Conference. They just put me in the final.
Come get me, St. Mary's.
Yeah. We'll see you, St. Mary's. Just wanted to say I've been listening for the last few years now. I was unsure about the show the first week I listened. Joined the club. But the banter between all of you guys and Mraz's personality made me a consistent daily listener. Best of luck, Dictator.
Kirill Kaprizov's son. Take a sip of that.
Backwards Brian listening on Twitch in North Carolina. I was listening back in the early years. Jobs changed, but was able to rediscover the show in 2020. I came for the sports, but stayed for Mraz. As a citizen of Chubbo Nation, Mraz will always be my dictator.
The Battle of Fat Alberta. Hey, 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 hey.
Carlos with a K is listening via the free Odyssey app. Rain-soaked M4 rifle range in the Devil's Armpit known as Fort Dix, New Jersey. Wishing my friend Mraz success and all the best as he embarks to the unnamed station. Hashtag, that's some special stuff.
Igor Shesterkin knows how to work it. That Hurricanes home win streak, he reversed it. Now,
Sparks gang, what up, fellas? Sparks here in the 330, watching on YouTube. Can't believe today is the day. Thanks for the laughs. Just don't tell Tiki and Adam... Don't tell Tiki that Adam and Eve are Mary and Joseph, and they're all the same people. Hashtag John Thick forever.
They've got the power. Power. Dun, 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 dun. They got the power. Power.
Lewis and Palmdale, DA, the best benefit of Mraz's professional move is the fact that he no longer has to submit vacation requests to Pete the Body 3 years in advance.
Yes, sir.
Wishing you the best, buddy.
I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, baby. And I don't want to miss a thing.
Jeremy says, all the best from Oklahoma City. Your shenanigans were cheeky and fun, unlike Death by Salsa, which is cruel and harsh. Hashtag get you some of that.
Jordan Eberle, it's happened to me right in front of my face, and the words cannot hide it.
Everywhere Evan, the landfill, the thick tater, the pork butt, king of bacon, detective milkshake, greatly missed the Giants meltdown to the daily buffoonery. However, couldn't be happier for Mraz and his promotion. Nothing but the best.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, night. S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, night.
Alex says, there's something about Mraz that I love. It's that over all of these years, you've been the perfect example of a fan. The passion and tragedy you've shown to the show is unreal, and you wear your heart in your sleeve. You got me to watch playoff hockey, for crying out loud.
Chicken
nuggets.
Donald is watching in Myrtle Beach. Found the DA show 4 years ago, and this quickly became my favorite radio show. Mraz's takes get me every time. Watching today on YouTube. Couldn't miss the last show. Hashtag, good luck, Mraz.
Classic Ritz cracker.
Keith is listening in Chicago on the Odyssey app. Congrats, Mraz. Whatever you do, don't plug in your breakfast griddle down the hall.
College poops on the same dime.
Rob, not in the 3-2-1. Watching on YouTube in Burpee, New Brunswick. All I can say is, as a listener, you'll be heavily missed. No one can fill these shoes and make us laugh till we cry like you can. Good luck on the other side. Just remember, the grass isn't always greener. Yeah, but the money is.
Yeah.
Moist Pork says, good morning. No family vacation would keep me from today. Watching on Twitch from Lakewood, New Jersey. Definitely not crying and making a fool out of myself at my friend's house. I've said everything I can about Mraz. He should be blessed with lots more success in his career. Hashtag special stuff. Alan says, I'm in Philly watching on YouTube. Thank you, Sean, for all the laughs you've given to us. You're the best. Best of luck.
Disciplines.
Big Larry's. Big Larry's listening on Twitch in beautiful Twin Falls, Idaho. You brought me to the show. You kept me here. Your bacon is the best, buddy. I love you. Not to mention you brought trophy night to our home. Ugh. Hashtag have fun with your marriage.
Done for the day.
Oh. Wow. Ooh. Storm and Norman says, sadly, you're going to be missed. Your off-the-wall takes made me laugh. Good luck with future endeavors. Hashtag, you need to eat like this.
I should have done with this. We're going to have a little pie.
No, we're not. You're going to bed.
Oh,
yeah, you are.
See what I'm making.
You're going to bed.
Squishy Liquid says, listening to the YouTube, no matter how much you annoy me, Mraz, I mean, Sean, the familial nature of this show won't be the same without you. Best of luck, buddy.
Exploding balls in your mouth.
Kyle in Arizona says, good morning, guys. I'm connected to the mothership via the Odyssey app in Lake Havasu City. Said it before, I'll say it again. Mraz deserves this, and I'll be there to cheer him on. Just make sure whoever's working the phones knows when Kyle in Arizona calls, put him on the air.
Gelato.
Brian's watching on YouTube in Auburn, Alabama. Thanks for the memories, gents. Eggs are dairy. Everything is salt water, and Mraz turning purple during a rant of my favorites. Just beautiful. Good luck.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive.
Dr. Phil Keto is watching on YouTube in Gainesville. Mad props to you guys and everyone associated with the show over the last 10-plus years. Loyal listeners since the early overnight days. Congrats to the new gig.
Wake him up.
On Facebook, Mark says, Mraz, I wish you could see how much you've grown in your profession as an overall person as well. When one door closes, another one opens. Congratulations.
That is some special stuff.
Bill is on Facebook. You brought a special spark to the show. I'll miss you. Best of luck in your next chapter.
Holy
and that's the spark.
Finally,
right there.
Little
that's the spark. Jeffrey says, fair winds and following seas. Dictator, you were awesome.
Holy God!
Donna Jean is watching on YouTube with her dog Sammy and thinking, where does the salt go?
Let's go!
And Chris is on Facebook in Erie, PA. Waking up earlier than normal to watch YouTube for this show. Keep up the subpar to average work, Mraz. Maybe you'll be Pete the Body's boss one day as you keep falling upward.
Take a hike.
Perfect. Okay, if I can get to more, we'll do so. If I can get to more calls, we'll do so. But we got other stuff to get to this morning on the show as well. So bogus headlines.
DA, the NFL deserves next to no credit for this since they enabled the dude forever, but tiny appreciation for fining Dan Snyder $60 million on his way out the door yesterday. That's punishment for wrongdoing confirmed by Mary Jo White's investigation of the organization. $60 million is 1% of the $6.05 billion sale to Josh Harris.
1% is $60
million. Yeah.
So he has to pay a fine of $60 million, but that he still owns, he gets to earn 99% of the sale.
Yeah, right. So, and I, you know, he's losing $60 million, but it seems like an accounting thing. It's just like 60 mil of the six bill just makes a right-hand turn.
Right, exactly.
He never actually is giving away $60 million.
Totally.
But I'll take whatever I can get.
It's a tax on the sale.
Exactly. Let's check on round two of the Open Championship at Royal Liverpool. Brian Harman feeling good. He's 4 under through 17 holes.
From the Beretta, put another hole in your sweater. The money getter, you don't know better. Rolex watches and colorful swatches. I'm digging in pockets. You can't stop it.
Sounds like the future. Harman is three shots clear of the field. He is 8 under par. Tommy Fleetwood yet to tee off after yesterday's 5 under. As for some other regular names out on the course, Rory McIlroy is 1 under today, -1 overall. He's played 13 holes. And Dustin Johnson, 10 over today, +13 through 2 rounds. He is not going to play the weekend. Match day 2 of the Women's World Cup began with Canada and Nigeria playing a scoreless draw. Switzerland handled the Philippines 2-0 and Spain topped Costa Rica 3-0. The U.S. team debuts against Vietnam at 9 Eastern tonight, which I think is sometime Sunday afternoon down under. Just 3 baseball games under the lights. The Cardinals pushed their win streak to 6, a 7-2 final at Wrigley. The Astros 3, the A's 1 in Oakland, and the Orioles 4-3 winners in 10 in Tampa Bay. That's a 1-game lead in the AL East for Baltimore on those Rays. In WNBA action last night, the Las Vegas Aces matching the best start in league history. They are 20-2 after a 79-63 win over the Storm. The 1998 Comets and the 2016 Sparks also began winning 20 of their first 22. DA, back to you.
All right, thank you, Bogues. When we come back here on the show, Pete the Body has the floor. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Sean, on behalf of Mama Bear and Baby Bear, we wanted to congratulate you on your 10 years on the DA show. I think I speak for all the listeners of the show that your jokes and hijinks will be missed. You've become a great host, father, and somebody who I look up to. Cheers on your future endeavors and following your dreams. I love you.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Bayou Bear.
How about that? That was nice.
That was really nice. I thought there might be one zinger in there, but no.
The nicest he's ever been.
Not even a Barkley impersonation.
I loved it.
Yeah, I was the go-between for that. I was expecting it to be a lampoon of you, but no. Instead, it was straight emotional.
That's very nice. The Bayou Bear.
Call ya.
Has a soft side. Listen to the show on hundreds of affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Also on SiriusXM Channel 158 and... listen on the free Odyssey app as well as the free CBS Sports app. And contrary to popular belief, on Monday we come back on the air. Now I am off next week.
So do we?
And Pete's off next Thursday and Friday.
Right.
There will be a DA show though moving forward.
We's a loose term next week.
Bogues will be on the air. There will be a DA show. And then the following week after that, I'm back on the air. And so even though we are saying farewell, I do want to remind listeners, you can still tune in to CBS Sports Radio in the mornings and hear most of us.
I think me and EJ are the only 5-dayers next week. Hard hat guys.
But I'll be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, can't wait.
Hard hat Andrew Bogish next week. Well, Bogues has given his words to Mraz, and we have not had a tier yet. Now, we only have an hour and 14 minutes to go, so if Pete can't deliver a tier, then... all bets are off. I mean, come on, Pete. You got to give us something here. Even if you're the one that cries.
Well, yeah. Well, well, I did a lot of that in the first time we heard about this. But, you know, there's been 7 full-time staffers here at CBS Sports Radio since day one. And 2 of them, Damon Amendolara and Sean Morash. DA Mraz put this network on their back when other stations and entities rated our talent. One thing has remained constant. It's D.A. and Mraz. And now Sean Mraz will head to the Big Apple, cheese dip and cheese steaks in hand, and make more pork store money. Not only because Sean will watch every Giant game and scream down the block during their first win, but because Sean is that good. The D.A. show will take its next steps while Sean takes his first on his own. A new and exciting era for both, but an incredible history for D.A. and Mraz. Sean and I worked in his control room for 6 years, longer than any person I've worked with. He's a brother for life, and through good times and bad, we've had each other's back and been each other's sounding board. And as much as I know Sean is a superior radio talent, he's an even greater husband, father, son, brother, and friend. And thank you for what you've done for this network, what you've done for the DA show, and thank you for being a brother. That's all I got to say.
Well done.
Damn it, Pete.
Pete, you did it. You got Mraz to break. There he is. Now let's zoom in, Kat. Let's make sure we zoom in. Zoom in.
Damn it. I can't believe he thanked you on behalf of the network.
He's a boss.
Did I?
By the power vested in me by Eric Spitz and Mark Chernoff and Spike Eskin.
I do
thank
say,
you for your service.
Those words really meant a lot, but there was a part of me that just almost felt like I really did die and I was in the casket and Pete was at like the church giving that.
Oh, this was listed under obituary too. My files.
Thank you. That I mean, yeah, I'll have more to say next, but yeah. He got me. He got me.
Nice job.
I'm trying to pull it back together. I did laugh when I saw Bogus laugh when the first pen click happened.
Yeah, I know. I'm so mad. I should have clicked my pen through my entire one laugh. That would have been a little, that would have been fun. Damn it.
Also, on behalf of the network, thank you. Thank you, Mraz, for basically saving the network.
All you've done for the network. Jim Rome is on the air.
Rome's like, what am I?
There's a chance Rome doesn't know who I am.
Radio Hall of Fame is like, did you guys get the note that Jim is in the Radio Hall of Fame?
All right, so you know what? I said seven people at full-time staffers are still here on this network. Who are the seven?
Oh, so good one.
The four of us.
Right.
Ack is five.
Mm-hmm.
Romy is six.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Samter.
Yeah.
Wow, producer of Maggie and Perloff. Wow, that's... We're down to the seven.
Yeah.
Wow. There were seven left, and four of them worked on this show.
Now three.
Wow.
See you later.
And
now three. Yeah, right.
Really, Bogus. Well, Rome, Bogus, and I have been like the same spot.
Right. Yeah. That is amazing.
Damn. Feels stupid to leave now. Could have stayed till the end.
See?
Now,
see you did?
For the record, the four of us have been here since day one of the network. Mraz will be joining the fifth iteration of the afternoon show on WFAN.
Correct.
Temporarily, I was also part of one.
This is his second stint on that show. The first time they let him work both because they didn't know how it was going to go. At least this time they think it's going to work over there.
It's like when you re-sign the prospect you traded.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right.
To a big contract.
Got Greg Allen again?
Kevin is next up here on the DA show. He's in...
I think he said Potsatua.
Potsatua. Okay, Kevin, where are you calling from?
Ponchatoula, DA.
Ponchatoula, Louisiana.
Yes, sir.
All right, right on. What's going on?
I just wanted to call in and congratulate Sean. It's been an honor since... hearing him in 2013 running the 40-yard dash down the hallway to watch him grow as a man over the last 10 years. And I'm going to miss all the hilarity that he brings, but I'm looking forward to what he does over there and what y'all look like going forward. Thanks for the 10 years, Shawnee.
Nice job, Kev. Nice job.
Thanks to Kevin and Ponchatoula.
Ponchatoula. Mraz thought Potsatua was a play that Mike McDaniels had drawn up for the Bills game.
I spelt it that way, too.
Patrick tweeting, greetings from Michigan, listening on Twitch. I'm laughing and almost crying. Mraz, you'll be missed, but glad you're not going that far. I cannot wait for the first reunion show. This is what it feels like when a dynasty hits free agency.
That's pretty funny.
Aiden the intern.
dusting off some pictures for Mraz's final day on the DA show on Twitter. Thanks again for helping me become a listener in high school, become an intern in college, and becoming a lasting friend in the media business. My favorite morning show will not be the same without you. But that molding young minds.
Kid in Tuscaloosa, it's always about them. Mm.
Tony tweets in, happy Friday, eh? Best of luck on your new venture, Mraz. Listing on the KIZN 95.3 app in Idaho. Hashtag Booskies. Well.
Holy God!
I should have told you that Booskies were coming up. My bad. My bad. Senor Pantley, congrats, Mraz. The show will definitely miss your adorably infuriating buffoonery and irreplaceable absurdity, even if it resulted in an immediate intellectual and professional upswing. When Monday rolls around, you'll always be Mraz to us, damn it. We love you, big guy. It is funny to go out into the newsroom during commercial breaks because there is a general feeling of bewilderment that, what's going on here? It's like, Mraz succeeded again, and he's getting a full farewell show out of it. Nobody can believe this, but it is kind of perfectly unbelievable when it comes to Mraz's career arc.
I mean, I just want to let anybody know who's saying that. We did lead with Deion Sanders in the betting public in Colorado.
Talked a little golf.
Pat tweets, Mraz, as you'd say, when one door closes, a window of lemonade opens up. Best of luck to you.
That might be the tweet of the day.
I gotta be honest, I don't get that.
There it is.
Just think about it. It'll make sense. Just go step by step.
Sam tweets, gonna miss Mraz. The Dua Lipa clips are the best. Today, Mraz looks like a dad at Gymboree. Yeah, you're getting killed for not dressing up for your final day.
I'm wearing a listener-made T-shirt today.
Yeah, me too.
This is the ultimate honor.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that is a T-shirt that we got in Boise, Idaho. And is your hat also an Idaho hat?
No, it's a girl dad hat because gotcha. It's meant to symbol. It says girl dad, what I've become.
Right. No one can see it though. You know that, right?
All right, fine. Yeah. But also, I don't want my head looking so shiny in the last day if these videos live on forever.
All right, when we come back on the show, I finally get my soliloquy. It's coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.